This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas, and something that is quite beloved here in Austin, the Ann and Roy Butler Hike and Bike Trail downtown Austin. And there's a trail foundation that helps to look after that beautiful trail. And Hannah Kofer, friend of Sun Radio and a veteran of all kinds of great nonprofit activities over the years here in her hometown, is now the COO, the COO, the Chief Operating Officer of the Trail Foundation. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
How's the trail?
It's beautiful.
Is it getting loved to death?
It's, you know, I think we had almost 5 million visits last year, so I would say it's beloved and a little rough around the edges, and that's kind of why we're stepping up to help maintain it.
You have a strategic plan.
We do.
Going now. Strategery.
So much strategery.
And about halfway through that, what is involved in, well, first of all, if people were not aware, there is this beautiful 10-mile trail along what is now known as Lady Bird Lake. All of her life, she said, no, don't name the lake after me. And the day after she was memorialized, I said, all right, it's Lady Bird Lake now. She knew the Butlers. Roy Butler was the mayor of Austin back in the 1970s, and Lady Bird and Ann Butler kind of hatched this idea to fix up the lake, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they were actually at an international conference of mayors and looking out over the Thames and saw a beautiful wooded trail and wanted that experience for Austin. So that's why they created sort of the beautification committee, and it was actually exactly 50 years ago this year. So the beautification kicked off in 1971, and the trail started getting built in 1972. So their talk worked.
Yeah.
They put it into action.
50 years of the hike and bike trail. Thank you to Lady Bird Johnson, because it wasn't very nice down there from what I've read before they really went to work on it, because there were a lot of floods.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of changed when the Longhorn Dam was built over on the east side in about 60 years ago. And so that made it more of a lake, if you will.
Yeah.
Just a dammed up river.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's only one real lake in Texas, the Caddo Lake. I think everything else is.
I've actually heard that. Yeah. I didn't actually know which one it was.
Good who to told know. Me that?
Oh, yeah.
Don Henley.
Oh.
Yes.
From, full of information.
From Eagle. Well, he's very much involved in Caddo Lake. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The Trail Foundation was formed to, what, kind of help the Parks Department?
Yeah, to kind of bridge the gap between what the Parks Department could afford and what the trail and the city deserved.
Yeah.
And so we started really with more capital project based. So we would build restrooms, bridges, you know, help push along the boardwalk, things like that. And then most recently, we've been pivoting a little bit more into ecological restoration work, shoreline restoration. If you think about those 5 million people on the trail every year, and how quickly Austin is growing, the water that's flowing through there is flowing more quickly. And so we've got to do a lot of making sure the shoreline is healthy and planting more trees and making it that sort of ecological respite that everybody knows it as.
Yeah.
And not just this built environment. So focusing on that and then really pivoting also into helping the Parks Department work on maintenance and operations and even a little bit of programming so that everybody feels welcome in the space.
There are several nonprofits that help the Parks Department. Park Foundation, I think, is one of them.
Yeah.
So you work with them too, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap and in our partnerships. So in that space, you've got Keep Austin Beautiful does some phenomenal work on the lake itself.
Mm-hmm.
Shoal Creek kind of comes into the same space. Waterloo Greenway, Austin Parks Foundation, of course, across Austin. So it's a nice, strong partnership, and we definitely get more done by coming together as a collective and making those spaces better than they could.
So what does the Trail Foundation need?
Support. Right now we're going through what's been a long process to get what we call, if I ever use the acronym POMA, I apologize, it's Park Operations and Maintenance Agreement. So it's officially creating the transfer of the operations and maintenance of that 200 acres of parkland and the trail itself to the Trail Foundation from the Parks Department. So it's phased approach, and the idea is for us to be able to kind of go above and beyond what Parks Department is currently doing and alleviate some of those funds to go into other parks and spaces.
So basically just tell the Parks Department, we've got this trail covered. You guys go work on the other parts.
Well, and let's do it together. You know, we want it to be a partnership. You know, there's things we always want, because it's public space, it's owned by the city. We want the city to have skin in the game, and they're at the table as well. So it's a unique partnership in that way, similar to sort of what Waterloo Greenway and Peace Park Conservancy have done.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Hannah Kofer about the Trail Foundation. When did you join?
About 2 years ago, right after pandemic started.
Oh. And they had this strategic plan already determined. Mm-hmm. Then your job is to implement that plan.
Yeah. Yeah, the holder of the plan. And it's good. And one of the promises of the plan is to really engage more users. So one of the fun things that we got to kick off right as I started, and kind of brings down to my two favorite things, tree hugging and music, is doing pop-up music on the trail every Saturday.
Really?
So we've hired over 160 different musicians. And every Saturday morning, we don't always announce exact location and who's playing, but if you're on the trail, you'll keep an ear out. Yeah.
Why don't you tell where they are?
Well, we didn't at first because we were worried about crowding during the pandemic. And so now we're finally able to sort of start sharing that and shouting from the rooftops, because there's some phenomenal musicians that have been involved.
And it could be a different spot every mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. We try to, have one Saturday east side, one Saturday west side, and mm-hmm. Kind of highlighting some other areas of the trail that folks might not have otherwise known existed. There's some beautiful spaces, especially in that eastern loop along International Shores that we've been really loving.
I've always been a West Side guy. My loop, and unfortunately I have not been doing it enough lately, but Mopac Bridge to the First Street Bridge. But yeah, the East Side, and especially now that the Trail Foundation helped to create that boardwalk, because there was a point where you had to go out onto mm-hmm. Riverside Drive for a while. But when you get over to the East Side, man, there's some just beautiful parts of the trail there.
It's stunning. Yeah, it really opens up. The tree canopy is stunning. We've been trying to reforest some of that area as well. And then most recently, the Parks Department's actually been rebuilding a trail along the lake through the Holly location, uh-huh. where the power plant was that was decommissioned. So that space is going to be given back to the community this fall, which is really exciting. So it's kind of nice, like 50 years of the trail, and it's finally complete. You don't have to go on any, public streets to be on the trail and do the full loop.
And a while back, I thought I heard that they were going to redo the bridge there at Pleasant mm-hmm. Valley, to me, because that can be a little sketchy sometimes.
Yeah, they've made some changes over the last year that have dramatically made that experience better. But yeah, the new Longhorn Dam Bridge is a pedestrian bridge. Sometimes folks have been calling it the wishbone. It's a beautiful design, and it's prioritized. So we hope that kicks off in the next few years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. The Trail Foundation is a membership organization. What do people do as a member of the Trail Foundation?
Monthly supporters, just like at Sun Radio, we really rely on individual support and trail users to help us beautify and improve the trail and create more access. But we also have a lot of volunteer opportunities, like have increased massively now that we're, kind of crawling out of COVID. So every Wednesday and Friday and Saturday, we have public volunteer events, and that's planting, that's trash pickup, it's a little bit of everything, shoreline restoration. And we actually have companies that will do what we call like day in the dirts, and we'll create specific volunteer opportunities for different groups. So there's lots of ways to come out and join us and feel like you're a part of that effort.
And if you don't want to do work, you can just give money, right?
Yeah, that's always helpful. We'll take it.
Well, that's the thing, as you said, almost 5 million people use the trail at least once. Some people are down there every day or mm-hmm. several times a week. And it's actually even kind of a tourist attraction in a way. I've heard from people that have visited town and said, oh man, I love that trail down by the river. But really, that's a lot of footsteps.
It is. And more folks are actually using it to get from A to B. We call it the hike and bike trail, but it's also a stroll and meet and greet trail. Yeah. So we've been trying to make sure that as things are happening around the space, we're making sure that folks know how to use the trail to get to where they're going as well. We're in a unique space where we're the Trail Foundation, but we're also maintaining, over 200 acres of parkland too. And really the secret to making sure that the trail is healthy is making sure that the parkland is healthy.
Yeah.
And supporting that as well.
Okay. This is not your first nonprofit, mm-hmm. Hannah Kofer. What has drawn you to the nonprofit world so much?
I mean, I think a little bit I was born into it. Yeah. So my father runs, or is hopefully retiring soon, supposedly, Hill Country Conservancy.
Right.
And so I grew up involved with Save Barton Creek Association and a lot of the efforts around Barton Creek. So it's nice to kind of come back to my home efforts. But just seeing how much an organization and an individual can get done when you're nimble, like a nonprofit has the ability to be. Mm-hmm. And it's something that everybody can be a part of. You know, there's no barrier to entry for something like this. There's no, for example, cost of using the trail or for volunteering. And so it's, I sit on the board of housing opportunities for musicians and entertainers as well, and a couple other groups. And that's something where, you know, anybody in town can get behind, knowing that we need to house our aging musicians as well. So it's just, it's great to be a part of something where you're alongside folks that you admire and that you share a passion with.
Now, it says on the Trail Foundation website that you grew up alongside the trail.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where?
So I grew up in Rollingwood.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My grandmother moved out there when it was a dirt path out by the Cedar Choppers. And now I just am on the other side of the park, really.
Yeah.
Came back to my home grounds. I love it.
What can we tell people about the Trail Foundation that maybe they don't know? Pretty well-known organization. You have that annual Margarita Run.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's quite popular.
That's coming up, too. Yeah, June 2nd. Uh-huh. Maudie's Moonlight Margarita Run. Nothing like a 5K at night ending in margaritas. It's a pretty big win. It's a very Austin event. And so, yeah, registration's definitely open for that. The big thing, you know, and the big change and why we're kind of starting to reintroduce ourselves to the community is that now, if we're taking over some of that maintenance and operations of the space, we need to hear from the community what they want in the space. So we're taking on that responsibility. We're in the midst of a massive arts and culture comprehensive plan for the entire space. There's a survey out now trying to figure out what kind of art do people want to see in the space? How do they want to see it activated? What do they not want to see? We don't want to make any assumptions on behalf of Austinites because this is a municipal park. It's not just for the folks that are currently using it or live along it. It's the entire city.
A lot more people live within walking distance of the trail now.
Uh-huh. I mean,
there didn't used to be a whole lot of people downtown. That's got to be a real factor with the trail now, with so many people living downtown.
True. I mean, but also folks come from all over town. Like people will drive to get to the trail and have that experience.
So arts and culture, you're doing a study because now you have music on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a question of what else do people want to have?
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing a big event in May with a bunch of artists who we've got working with our consultants that are doing that arts and culture plan as really a big community engagement event. And we're asking folks to come out and tell us what they want to see and fill out the survey and just sort of talk to us and have an open dialogue so that we're starting on the right foot when we're going in.
Any examples of some interesting ideas that have already been brought up?
So we've got some artists that are hopefully going to create this large floating wetland. And that will be sort of processioned down the lake and anchored on the east side. So really combining art with ecological function. Mm-hmm. So that helps with heat spots and, you know, eutrophication of the lake. So we're excited to sort of explore that intersection of green space and ecology with art.
Has anybody ever explored the idea of maybe putting lights on the ground on the sides of the trail?
Yeah, like trip lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, technically there's, you know, hours of the trail, so we don't really want to encourage folks to be out there all night.
Right.
But yes, that is something we actually recently, right before I came on, did a safety and mobility study to see, you know, pinch points, areas where there's, you know, hard 90-degree turns, things like that, because you've got hikers and bikers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes scooter riders. No scooters on the trail, by the way. But yeah, so we've done a study of that, and a big piece of it is lighting. And so instead of trying to tackle that trail-wide all at once, what we're doing is incorporating sort of the findings from that anytime we have a new project. So we've got a big project at Rainy Street, a trailhead over there, and we'll be incorporating some of that when we're looking.
Gee, and you have a big staff and a couple of internship opportunities I knew there, but also, like you said, for just people who love the trail, whether they're official members or not, they can volunteer to help out too, right?
Definitely, yes. We're always looking for volunteers, and we do have a pretty robust internship that's growing. So come meet us, get involved, and, you know, play in.
Well, check out thetrailfoundation.org. That's where you'll find out all the information about this and how you can be involved in it. Hannah Kofer, thank you for all of the things that you do. I mean, I saw you last week and you were helping out home, housing opportunities
for musicians and entertainers.
Yeah.
I have to say it over too. Sometimes
And then, of course, for the Hill Country Conservancy, you did a lot of work for them, and the Violet Crown Trail.
Yeah.
which is still growing in my neighborhood. Eventually, it'll be all the way down to the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. And then I saw...
And beyond.
And beyond. I saw something just yesterday that there is now a plan to extend the trail to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's almost 30 miles, the full trail, plus, you know, if they're hooking up with the Great Springs Project and really extending beyond that. There's some beautiful land down there south of the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center that's not currently open to the public. So
right.
That also creates some new opportunity to get out into nature where you're not around the hustle and bustle quite so much.
Hannah Kofer, thetrailfoundation.org is how to find out more about it. Thank you.
Cheers.